We are back. And, Roland, before we move any further, before we go, before another syllable comes in, we're going to, but before we get to that other thought, we just left David Weber, but I must finish. It would be a wonderful little creme brulee for the close, to close dessert, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, and now we're done, and please go ahead. I wanted to
finish the meal. Yeah, but I never got to my appetizer.
I thought we did. Did we not? We did not. Okay.
And you didn't get to the other accoutrements.
Yes, we have to come back to that.
There.
Yes, but all right. But I wanted to get that in. Okay, now let's go.
We're going
to
do that some.
We got to do that.
One of our future broadcasts.
Let's get on it. Let's get on a shift.
What are we doing here? Anything?
No, you know what? We have come. We missed it the last time because we had David Weber. He was wonderful. I've got nothing as we close our show. I've come to the big old fat zero. I have a number of little things I wanted to mention very quickly. The idiot who killed the Zimbabwe lion.
Oh.
That is beyond stupidity. I don't care what excuse he has. I think that everyone has said it, regardless of the excuse, what were you doing out shooting the lion in the first place?
Didn't shoot. Bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow. I'll take
Which
it.
Which is...
But what's the difference, okay?
Well,
he could have used stones. The point is that magnificent animal, that the beauty of that animal, and this idiot, and the word I have to use is this idiot. I'm not even going to, and I wrote his name down. Let's not even mention the moron's name. I don't care what excuse he has no excuse. That's criminal, in my opinion, and they have him there, and they should keep him there and send him off into the ocean someplace. And me,
Carl.
Give him a paddle.
Carl.
All right, here we go. That bothers
Carl.
Me.
I mean, quick thought. I mean, it's been the topic of conversation in my household also. And my wife was very, very disturbed that, as I understand the story, the lion was lured off of a
off
preserve,
the reservation, yes.
It took them many hours after they struck him with an arrow for the lion to die. And, you know, I agree.
There is
$50,000 to do what? To be able to say you've killed an animal?
That's why he's an idiot. And let's move on, because now you're going to rile me up. I'm going to close this beautiful show all worked up. I want to talk quickly about, very quickly, three topics, very quick. Bill Cosby, sad, getting sadder, knew him well over the years, met him many times, very sad. Let us move on from that issue, and nothing that he can say or do now is going to change the obvious facts of the matter. And I think that is all there is to it. Rachel Dolezal, the woman who claims that she is black, again, very sad. A nice lady. I happen to have met her once, by the way, when I was on the West Coast. And my wife reminded me that I had. This goes back about 6 years, okay? Nice lady, by the way. Lovely lady. A lot of confusion going on there. It was a topic in our household for the longest time because I have many friends and those who are married into the family of mixed race, okay? And this topic came up, and again, very sad, very, very sad, no matter how you look at it. I wish her the very best for whatever she does. But you know what it gets down to? You got to tell the truth, whatever the truth may be. You can't change what you are. It's more important as to who you are.
Could you repeat that for members of Congress?
You can't change what you are. It's who you are. No, you got to tell the truth. You got to. No matter, lies will always catch up with you sooner or later at some point down the road.
And my mother used to have a little phrase, which was, let's see if I can remember it. If at first we try to deceive, oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And it only gets worse. And this poor lady, and what everyone seems to be doing today, and they're using the term double downing, they get caught in a lie or some nonsense, and instead of backing up and apologizing, they get worse. Mike Huckabee is one on the oven thing. That's absolute stupidity. Another one, we've already talked about Donald Trump and his comments. We have everyone's doubling down. I was caught, I did it, but I did it, and I'm going to do it again.
Well, doubling down is what is it? It's a blackjack term.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it just means you want to
You press your bet.
Yes,
you press your bet, and they're wrong, but they. All right, you know what's happening today, and this is true. My brother, who is
you're wild right today.
I'm wild. My brother is a history reader, and so am I. He said to me, they're all doing Joseph Goebbels. They're doing They're doing the bigger, the better the lie, the more you will get the people to believe. And he absolutely believed that, by the way, the bigger the lie.
Yeah.
And these people are just, and Donald Trump is doing it, and he's getting away with it. The bigger the lie, the bigger the outrageous, Mussolini did it to the Italian people.
He's not getting away with it. I mean,
well, they hung him by his feet.
We got a year and three quarters before anybody pulls the lever in a voting booth.
But you know what I'm angry about with him? And I've met him a number of times. As I mentioned, I knew his father. He's taking away from the arguments that should be discussed. Those things we should be talking about and getting, if they're going to have a Republican nominee in a race, and there are many of them. Now there's another one who just joined in. I can't remember his name. We have 17 are running at this point now. The number's gone up. They all have a right to their opinions, and we want to hear from them. And the only person
there's no way that you can put 16, 17 people on a television set, each with a microphone, for a given period of time,
yes,
and had anybody get anything out there that helps anybody understand what they're saying or make a decision.
You've never watched French television. Because I have. And one night there were 33 or 34, whatever the number was. It was a riot. It really was. And they all went on for 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever it was.
Well, I mean,
and it was
first of all, you'll lose your audience. I mean, nobody's going to pay attention.
I finished a bottle and a half of wine that night.
I'm sure.
Anyway, my last thought, real quick: China. The bubble is about ready to burst. They lost $1.3 trillion U.S. dollars relative, and over the last 3 weeks, it's only going to get worse, not better, because they're nothing but a propped up economy by the Communist Chinese Party, and they are Japan of the 1990s. Enough said on that. I've heard enough of people saying, and Trump has done this. You got to go to China. They're wonderful. They're building roads that go no place. 60 towers in Shanghai that are totally empty. Okay, and yet they're the next coming thing. I don't believe it. I think America still stands firm and strong. Our system works if our people don't. My comments, my thoughts. That's it.
Oh sure, you're going to dump it to me with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go. After that, what am I supposed to do?
I gave you 1, 2, 3, and that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done.
Yeah, well, there ought to be some disclaimer
Roland, comment?
There ought to be some disclaimer in there.
I wanted to get those topics, I wanted to get those three things out, on and off the table. Today, I had to get it in today. I really did.
I don't really know whether the folks who choose to listen to us on a irregular or even irregular basis truly understand how difficult it is for me to sit here and listen to your rants and raves on a consistent basis, week after week.
And you do it so well.
Yeah, but do you realize I'm building up something in heaven, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I've expiated all karma that it was ever due me, I'm sure.
When I was in Catholic school many years ago, the nuns would say, "You're building my gateway to heaven."
Yes.
I'm building your gateway to heaven.
Sure.
The stairs are being built. The I can hear the choirs now singing.
Well, you were a maverick as a youngster.
Yeah, I was.
And probably still are today.
To
some extent.
To some extent.
Only now you have learned courtesy and you have learned patience. Is that fair?
I've learned to listen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I rant on this program.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
But I've learned to listen.
No. I know you're going to rant, and I rant sometimes too.
And you do it very well.
Because these are passionate things that we think about.
Yes.
And we are average folks.
Yes.
So, like anybody else, if you're talking across the backyard fence to your neighbor, you're going to say, "Did you see what Trump had to say?" Or did so and so this and that? And hey, that's the way it works.
You and I do this show for those listeners out there
who have nothing else to do.
And I was going to make a point there.
No, go ahead.
No, it's gone. It went up in smoke.
We do this show for those listeners out there
because we become their voice. We are not their conscience. We are their voice to agree or disagree with us. And we get it out there and let's see where it goes. It's the conversation around the dinner table, if you will.
That's exactly.
Conversation around the dinner table. You may disagree, But we're putting it on the table. Let's see where it goes.
So here's the admonition. Have the kids put the texting devices down and have a conversation around the dinner table.
That's correct.
Because you will find it years later to be a magnificent way for your kids to move into the 21st century with knowledge, discernment, love, facts, and a few other things that only families can provide.
I could not have said it any better. And we have provided that, I would hope, over the last 3 hours or thereabouts. Roland, it's been a pleasure. Another good show.
Always. I'll see you next week.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, here on Smith Sabatino. Roland Smith called Sabatino, as we say, and always, until
next time.
America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.